And one of the celebrities is a very good friend of ours, Shane Warne, Warney's son, Jackson Warne. Jackson, are you there?
Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, Jackson. I mean, you've done. We've only seen two eps, and you're going great. I've got to ask you though, because now that we're watching this show and how ridiculously difficult and full on and mentally and physically challenging it is, what on earth tempted you to sign up for it?
Oh, it was life changing stuff. The discipline and maturity it would teach you leaving the course when you finished, just all the emotions that you'd go through. You wouldn't be able to get this experience ever. This was like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me. And I'm a big fan of like military-style training because I love the gym and all that sort of stuff, but that's really only weights. So I wanted to get like super uncomfortable, and this was the perfect thing.
I was going to say that, Jacko, having known you for a long time, you do love your weights. Your last couple of years, you got right into that, but when we were watching the running, when you're running up that hill, You can be fit in a gym, but when you go out and do all the running, your cardio, you're not always that fit. How did you go with that? Because I reckon I could do this show, but I don't reckon I could do the running. I reckon I'd be straight out.
Yeah, that was the same as me. That was the one thing I was worried about going on this show was like the cardio, because all of the other contestants are all so fit. Like some of them are coming from backgrounds where all they do is run, running, running, running. And I didn't want to always be last. So for me, the cardio was probably the toughest thing.
Don't worry, Roxy had that covered, mate.
Roxy was dead last.
Now, Jackson, one of the, I guess, most quotable moments that happened last week, and you would have seen it because it blew up the next day, and it was the conversation about food that you had with Chappelle. Can we relive it for people who missed it? This was you having a chat with Chappelle at dinner time.
You know what it is, Jackson?
The food? Soup.
Tomato soup.
Is that good?
I think so.
I've never had it.
Good. What?
I've only had like 10 different foods before.
Are you like a paleo diet or something?
No, I've just always had the same thing since I was
Kentucky Fried Chicken, fries, and you don't like to experience new foods.
Yeah.
Oh, this is huge for you then.
Is it surprising you, Jackson, that based on what you've done and as you said, these amazing physical feats, all anyone cares about is your diet at the moment?
Oh, I know. I'm being called Soup Boy. And my mum and my dad are more proud of me trying all the foods on the course than actually doing the course. That's what they're most proud of, trying the food.
Well, I've seen you eat, mate, and I'll follow you on Instagram, obviously. And I reckon, I don't know if you know this, Boxy, but I reckon Jacko, maybe twice every day for the last 2 years, has eaten McDonald's. Like, he just eats McDonald's. Like, he heads like three Big Macs and then goes to the gym and then finishes gym and then gets another Big Mac. I'm like, how are you looking so ripped? I don't understand.
I used to eat it so much. I was eating, like, in the first year I got my license, I'd go to McDonald's probably every day, if not every second day, like, religiously. Like, that was my religion.
I reckon I was at your house playing poker when you got your license, and I reckon you drove in to the Shane's house. And he had Macca's. He goes, this is totally so good. And Shane was rapt because he doesn't have to drive you anymore.
So, Jackson, talk me through this because I am fascinated. So when you were growing, you know, a kid and your mum and dad would put food in front of you, you just would not have a bar of it.
It sounds so bad, but mum and dad, when they would cook me food, if I didn't eat it, I'd just, instead of like them saying, okay, you're not getting any more food, I'd just go, okay. And then I'd just starve. And then I just got so good at starving that it actually helped me on the course because I was really, really hungry. I'm like, don't worry, I've lived like this my whole life. I'm good, I'm chilling.
This is ridiculous.
There's no Macca's around the corner.
You need help, Jackson. This is a serious issue.
Have you tried any? What of all the new food you tried on the course, have you added anything to your list of five foods you eat?
Oh, yeah. I tried pineapple for the first time on the course. That was awesome. Rock melon. That was awesome. Mandarins. That was awesome. Lots of fruit. I had all the fruit. Bananas.
Yeah, bananas are good,
bananas.
Mate.
Fabulous fruit.
21 and you've just tried a banana. This is fascinating, Jackson.
I know. Well, the people on the recruits on the course, they were actually a bit jealous because they said they get to try all these foods when they were younger, so they don't remember the first time experiencing, like, the taste. And I get to experience steak, bananas, mandarin, all of these things any time I want, really, now.
Now, did you get this from your dad? Because your dad quite famously, mate, went over to India and took the baked beans because that's what he loved to eat. And I know he loves his pasta and He introduced me to his pizza boxy. It's like a spaghetti bolognese pizza.
Mm.
Oh, it is the best pizza you could ever order. Mm. And Shane always orders it. Did you'd eat the spaghetti bolognese pizza, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I used to start off with just spaghetti with just butter. But then over the years, I slowly put some cheese on it and then the bolognese. And now I can proudly say I do eat spaghetti. But yeah, we used to go out for breakfast and he'd take like a tin of baked beans or spaghetti and we'd all order our eggs and bacon and he would just take the tin and ask them to put it on a piece of toast.
That's the best.
This might be our favourite interview ever.
Jackson, this is so fascinating. Wow.
Okay.
I'm
need to have your own food show after this, Jackson.
Do.
Jeez.
What's next, Jacko, after this show? Bit of Love Island or?
no Love Island. And it's such a tough question to answer because Melbourne's been stuck in lockdown and it's who even knows when we're going to be getting out at this point. It's just so tough.
We'd like to take you to a restaurant.
Nah, poker will be good, mate. When that reopens, I think we're going to be having a big game of poker. God.
We'll be having a big game. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I'll tell you what, I've always wanted
to. Take the canapes, mate.
I'm going to take the fruit.
take a fruit platter. Oh, wow. And I'll tell you what, I know ISO is difficult and lockdown is. How yum would that be? But don't you reckon, like, Warnie's house, where Jackson lives,
it's a nice establishment.
Is that not, if you're going to get locked down, it's a great
place. It's a good place to get
You've got your own casino in there, mate.
Yeah, we've got a roulette wheel, and we've pretty much figured out how to actually spin our number.
Mate, you know.
That's 23.
You keep spinning up 23. It's unbelievable.
A roulette wheel, but no bananas.
The next time.
Jackson, thanks, mate. We'll never forget this one. Returns 7:30 tonight. It's SAS Australia
thanks,
on 7.
Jackson.
See you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.